Can you believe how close it is to Easter? It's exciting that it's at this time of year. I like it better when it's in April, typically, because at least where we live in the Midwest, it can be so much more spring-like and beautiful, and you can just really get focused on the meaning of new life in Christ and the resurrection as we see the different things come alive again surrounding us. And I love the outdoors, and I think it's so exciting if a person can just really enjoy focusing on the truth about being a new creation in Christ. And while we're talking about Easter, let's talk about Jesus, because Easter is about Jesus. And near Easter, Christianity gets some extra publicity. You might see a cross for sale here and there at the store, or the different things that people talk about going to Easter Sunday, and people tend to show up, you know, especially for Christmas and Easter and things like that. So, you know, Christianity comes up in conversation a little bit more, like they're going to go to church, or they're going to have a gathering as a family. But what does it really mean to be a true Christian? What does it mean to really know Jesus? Checking the Christian box on a form at the hospital, for instance, or on a religious preference section on Facebook, that doesn't make you a Christian. Going to church and being a greeter doesn't even mean that the Lord will greet you on your deathbed. And being a pastor or priest doesn't guarantee salvation. Only knowing Jesus personally as Savior and Lord makes you a Christian. So how does a person become a true Christian? The world says, if you say you're a Christian, then you're a Christian. That's completely wrong. It's just not the truth. We see all sorts of terrible scenarios in which people who have said they're Christian yet acted not like Jesus, to put it mildly. that's what we see, and people get disillusioned by. The Lord wants us to know that true Christians who know Jesus personally, who have been saved through his blood, and know him as Savior and Lord, you know, they are the ones that will have fruit in their lives. You have to check now, what are people producing in their lives? The Lord Jesus said to know them by their fruits. What are they producing in their lives? Are they just talking like a Christian, or are they walking like Christ as a Christian? As we continue my series on the world versus the word, God's word always wins, I address a lie that we hear about in the world, in our culture, what's popular to say. And then I share what God's word says, what is the rock solid truth. So I'm going to do it today about this topic too. So the world says if you say you're a Christian, then you're a Christian. But that's completely wrong. But God's word says that you are a true Christian, quote, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved, unquote. That came directly from God's word, Romans 10, verse 9. You see, being a true Christian is knowing and following Jesus personally. And in order to be a signed, sealed, and delivered Christian, a person must repent of sin, repent of breaking all the Ten Commandments and things like that, and turn to Jesus for salvation, not relying on our own performance, on how we act on the outside, but how knowing Jesus on the inside, how we know him on the inside, and then extend his love on the outside through action, following him, taking his word to heart, and then following his word in our actions every day. Yes, a person needs to know Jesus personally. And it says in 1 John 2, verses 4 through 6, it says this, if someone claims, I know God, but doesn't obey God's commandments, that person is a liar and is not living in the truth. But those who obey God's word truly show how completely they love him. That is how we know we are living in him. Those who say they live in God should live their lives as Jesus did. Unquote. That's a powerful truth from God's word, I tell you. It really puts it out there. So do you know for sure that you know Jesus as Savior and Lord? Do you know without a doubt that you'll be in heaven when you take your last breath? Jesus is looking at you now, my friend. He is looking at you and loving you right where you are as you're listening to my voice. He is looking at you and loving you, and he is waiting for you to come to him, to open your heart to him, to come clean, confess your sins, and repent. Turn from doing things your way and turn to him, the way, the truth, and the life. Confess him as Lord and rely on him for salvation. He'll help you. We cannot do this Christian thing on our own. We have to rely on the Lord and on him living in us and through us to do what he calls us to do as true Christians. Only with him can you and I really win both here and hereafter. Let's pray and welcome him afresh in our hearts and get a clean slate today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you that you sent Jesus, your only begotten Son, to die on the cross for our sins, to be raised from the dead, and to conquer sin and death for us in our place. We recognize that we're the sinners, not Jesus, and that you, Lord Jesus, died in our place and bore the punishment for all our mistakes, all our anti-God ways. Please forgive us. Please forgive us. We repent. We look to you for salvation. Please come into our hearts. Forgive us of our sins. Heal our lives. Help us, Lord, to live for you and you alone. We rely on you for salvation, and we do confess with our mouths that you are Lord and believe in our hearts that you died and rose from the dead to conquer sin and death for us in our place. Thank you, Lord, and help us to love you and others this week. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Prayer tip of the week. Is there someone lonely that has been coming to your mind lately? It's all right to just pick up the phone. In our busy, hectic schedules, we're kind of neglecting the personal one-to-one. You know, we might be on Facebook, but we might not actually see someone face-to-face. Well, pick up the phone and schedule a time to get together with someone that has been on your heart. Call and at least talk with him or her. Share the good news and pray with them. It's amazing how often people are willing to pray if you offer it. Share the good news. It could be now or never, and eternity is forever. Let's share Jesus this Easter, because Easter is about Jesus. Thanks so much, my friends. If you have a need for extra prayer, you can contact us at prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org. You can send prayer requests 24/7 at that site. And I, of course, encourage you to enjoy church and enjoy knowing Jesus. Easter is about Jesus, and Jesus loves you.